1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And we got Doug Danger. Doug Danger with the Orange County Courier. We are going to be talking Oscars this hour. But I also want to let you guys know, go to our website and check out our Fiji adventure pictures while you listen to this hour of radio. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Let me bring Doug Danger on, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Phil, it's always my pleasure.
Doug, the Oscars this year contains quite a few different buzzes. You know, John Nash, the whole story about It's a Beautiful Mind, the story of In the Bedroom, and of course, Halle Berry, and the fact that she could be the very first black female actress to win an Academy Award.
Well, I think you're touching, Phil, on some of them, but I don't think you're hitting the one. The big buzz at this year's Oscars, since that's what I do, I cover the Oscars.
Well, that's what I want to know. What is the biggest buzz right now?
Well, obviously the biggest buzz at the Oscars right now, Phil, is that Sir Ian McKellen, who is up for the Best Supporting Actor in Lord of the Rings, is gay, and this would be the first time an out gay actor would win. So I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, as you know, Phil, and I have been out for the last 6 months. In the gay community and people all over the show business world, I think, are looking very carefully at whether or not Hollywood actually has the guts to give an Oscar to a gay man and a gay actor. And Ian McKellen is a gay man and he is a gay actor, and I say that because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I feel that the time is now, the time is right. No gay person has ever won an Academy Award, and the gay community is going to be, I don't want to scare anybody, but the gay community is going to be looking very carefully at this year's Oscars, Phil, and to see whether or not, and I think all of America is going to be looking to see whether we get the big gay win this year. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a big gay win, because Ian McKellen, as you know, did you know that he was gay?
Yes, I've read Sir Ian McKellen.
Well, a lot of people like to do the Sir Ian thing because he's a knight, and I think they call him Sir Ian because they're embarrassed by the fact that he's gay. And a lot of people in the gay community, well, they want to say he's Sir Ian McKellen. Yes, he was knighted by the Queen, but he played Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. And let's be clear.
Yeah, a lot of people may not know who we're talking about. Ian McKellen is...
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't know that. You know.
Well, what I'm saying is let's tell them what movie he's in.
Right, he's in Lord of the Rings. He plays the character Gandalf the Grey, which is the wizard.
Yeah, and he does just a great job, and we went and saw it, and he's a very versatile actor.
He is versatile. We don't want him to get too far from his gay roots. He played James Whale, who was a gay man and a gay director, and he also, I think, played Richard III, who was a gay man and a gay king, but he's never played a gay man. And again, he plays a gay, I don't think he plays a gay, he's not a gay man and a gay wizard, but he does play...
Well, I don't think there's any sexuality.
No, I don't mean to intimate that, Phil.
Because Lord of the Rings is a film that, while it is very adult in its tone and tenor, it's a fantasy film.
That is absolutely right. But again, I want to reiterate, Ian McKellen is a gay man and a gay actor, and as a gay man and a gay actor, he would be the first gay man and gay actor to win... A gay Academy, or not a gay Academy Award. It's an Academy Award, but it would be a gay one
if he won.
Yes.
You say that's the biggest story?
Absolutely.
Well, I just mentioned that. Well, let's forget about John Nash, who the Beautiful Mind protagonist. Let's talk about Halle Berry.
What about her?
Well, Halle Berry, if she wins, would be the very first female. A black actress to win an Academy Award.
No, that's not true. That is not true. They just won with Butterfly McQueen. She won for Gone with the Wind. So they've got theirs. The gay community is looking for its. See, the blacks, Halle Berry is a black female and a black actress, but there's nothing new about a black actress winning. As I mentioned, Butterfly McQueen, she won for Gone with the Wind. I mean, how many of these people are supposed to win?
Well,
is there a quota?
Well, how many are gay people supposed to win?
Well, that's a different story.
Well, why is that different from black people?
Well, the gay people own studios, the gay people direct films. Our influence and reach is well beyond the performing part of the business. We are part of the infrastructure, and I would say it's gay people's turn blacks are on deck. If I could put it that way, it's our turn at the plate. Black people are on deck, and cripples or whatever you want to call them are in the hole.
So that all right, well, we're using the baseball terminology. We're talking here with Doug Danger, who is a writer for the Orange County Courier. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and you're going to be covering the Oscars.
I'm going to be in the press tent at the Kodak Theater come Sunday night. That's right, Phil.
Okay, you're going to be covering the Oscars, and you say the big story is, will Ian McKellen win?
Well, let's put it this way. He better win.
Will Ian McKellen become the first gay actor to win?
That is correct, yeah. And we're looking for him to win. We're pretty sure that the Academy is going to do the sensible thing and give Ian McKellen the Academy Award. You got somewhere between 5 to 10 million American gays who are going to come apart if this guy doesn't win. I mean, you've got a lot of people...
Well, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that Ian McKellen better win. Now, you can give it to the colored woman if you want, but that's not even the same category.
What, who are you talking? You talking about Halle Berry?
Yes. You can give it to her. That's black actress. But he's a gay man and a gay actor. And so what I'm saying is, if they had to choose which minority wins an Academy Award this year...
Do you think it comes down to that? I mean, in other words, why can't Halle Berry win for the actress and Ian McKellen win for supporting actor?
Because it never comes down to that. They always give one out to a minority. They give one out to some senior citizen who is going to maybe die, and if they don't give him one, then he'll never get one, like the one they gave John Wayne. For whatever that movie was that he did. I can't remember. It was so bad. But the fact was they had to give John Wayne one because I think they had found the second of three tumors in his right lung, and they were ready to, it didn't look good. So they gave him that one. They gave Paul Newman one because he's almost going to die. And then they have to give one to, I think, a minority. And then they also give out the rest to whoever is nominated. So that is the batting order, and you got to look. Who's going to die? Is there a handicapped person? That person automatically wins, and then if there is a colored or a gay, who gets it? Now, I'm saying the time is now for the gay. We're looking for the big gay win.
All right, you've said a lot there. I don't know if there's any system that Hollywood use. What are you saying they give it to the cripple? What does that mean?
If there's ever a handicapped person, they always give it out to them. Hello, children of a lesser god. You know.
Okay, now, all right. But, all right, so let me ask you this. Ian McKellen is gay. You're saying he better win.
Yes, I am.
Is that a threat?
Well, I can tell you the gay people operate in a lot of different professions, Phil. There are a lot of women out there who have gay hairstylists, a lot of women who for years have enjoyed the styling and conversation of a gay hairstylist. Ian McKellen doesn't win. There's going to be millions of American women possibly walking out of a salon looking like Don King. Because that is going to be the statement. And I'm saying as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Ian McKellen's a gay man and a gay actor. I'm saying he better win.
Forget about Halle Berry.
Forget about her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You just heard it. Doug Danger, who is a controversial entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Ian McKellen, he says the big buzz at the Oscars this year is Ian McKellen better win. He'll be the first gay actor to win an Oscar, and that they're looking for the big gay win. When I mentioned Halle Berry being the first black female actress to win an Oscar, he said no, Butterfly McQueen has already won. So 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Henry. My guest is Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He is a gay journalist, and we'll be back on the Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we're back with Doug Danger. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And I think a lot of you guys need to know he's a controversial writer in the Southern California area. You have said you are a gay man and a gay journalist.
You know, I came out of the closet 6 months ago. It has been a long, hard, fought road. Those of us who've been out, we kind of paved the way for others. And when I see a gay man and a gay actor up for the first Gay Academy Award, I've got to say to myself, I'm weighing in for him. And with all due respect to the very fine African actors that we've got, a couple of them already won, but no gay. That's what we're trying to say. So Ian McKellen wins, or there's going to be a whole lot of fright wigs on Monday morning at hair salons all over this country. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Grace on the Phil Henry Show. Grace, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Danger. My problem with
what
you said is that, in my opinion, the Academy Awards should be judged on the merit of the performance, regardless of the persuasion of the individual actor.
Well, I agree, but the gay actor is a cut above other actors because he brings us a gay rhythm to his performance that I think is missing in many other.
And that might be right? Well,
you'd agree with that, right?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I would agree that he may have a more sensitive side on some issues.
But as far as
the merits of the performance, he would have gotten my vote whether or not he was gay, because I saw the movie and he was outstanding.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right.
Uh-huh.
And you're aware that Ian McKellen's gay.
Yes.
All right,
you made that point 25 times. You made that point 25 times.
You're aware that both of us are gay.
Yes.
All right. Do you like musicals?
Love them.
All right. If Ian McKellen doesn't win the Academy Award, you can kiss Moulin Rouge, Cats, West Side Story, all of them goodbye, because gays wrote them.
Well, so why won't they keep producing? It's their art.
Why? Because we want the big gay win. Now, I appreciate that you want Ian McKellen to win because you think he's a good actor, but I'm saying the reason why he's a great actor is because he's gay.
And I disagree with that.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
I'm gay.
I'm a gay man
and a gay journalist, and he's a gay actor.
But don't you think
I've been out of the closet 6 months, and I've seen gay act. If you make gays mad, there's going to be carnage in the entertainment industry.
Well, then they just need to bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring on the carnage, because the rest of us don't need to be threatened with someone not.
Can I tell you a story, Grace? I was in a grocery store yesterday getting groceries. And I went over to the guy in the produce section, and I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want to know if the Brussels sprouts are fresh. And he gave me a look, and I could tell it was homophobic. And I grabbed him, and I told him, you aren't going to treat me like garbage. Now, you're saying bring it.
No, whoa. Hold on for a second.
What?
That's a whole different deal.
What are you talking about? He gave you a weird look.
He gave me a homophobic look.
Well, maybe he was homophobic.
Any guy going into the produce section asking if the Brussels sprouts are fresh and saying he's a gay man and a gay journalist, I'd give him a weird look.
So you're homophobic, too?
No, they're not even in the same bracket.
That's exactly what we're talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Ian McKellen is a gay man and a gay actor. We're gay.
So? Good for you.
What do you mean, so?
Good for you. I'm straight. Good for me.
You want us to bring on the carnage, so you want some 250-pound lesbian teaching your kids Sunday school, okay?
I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
It should make no difference. The lady said she likes
Ian McKellen as an actor.
Do you like him as a gay actor?
It doesn't matter to me that he's gay. I didn't know he was.
You don't notice the homosexual.
You didn't notice the homosexual
rhythm in his performance.
Well, what do you mean he played a gay wizard?
Yes.
I didn't get that the wizard was gay.
Well,
I saw the movie.
Is Ian McKellen gay? Then he can't play anything other than a gay man. And in that instance, he plays a gay wizard. And I think that's something else to consider. You take your grandkids to see that. That's Gandalf the Gay, not Gandalf the Gray.
But to me, Gandalf, come on, will you?
He's Gandalf the Wizard. Thank you very much, Grace. Gandalf the Wizard, and he's not gay.
How do you know? How do you know he's not? Why? Because he's not handing it out to some guy in a toilet? How do you know that Gandalf the Wizard doesn't hand it out to every elf in every toilet in Riverdale? You don't.
That is an absurd.
You don't know.
Gandalf is handing it out to every elf in every toilet in Rivendale.
That's right. And Elrond's getting the lion's share.
Let me go on here to Pam. Pam?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. I think that's the disgrace. You know a lot of kids go to see that movie.
Well, let me tell you something. Gandalf's a gay wizard.
Go ahead, Pam.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Florida, and I just want to say that, you know, my hairdresser and thousands and millions of gay people across the country are not going to walk out on their jobs, walk out on their livelihoods just because one actor does not win the Oscar.
Are you gay?
That is crazy. No, I'm not.
Well, then how can you speak for millions of gay people?
Because I have several very close friends who are gay.
We'll turn your hair into a cornfield.
And I'm telling you that most people in this country accept gays and homosexuals for the most part. I realize there's discrimination, but the bottom line is, most people can't leave their livelihood because they're upset that one nominee out of five did not get the Oscar when they all have an equal chance.
We have never had a gay actor win an Oscar. The blacks, they've had thousands.
All of that is irrelevant, though. The point is that you're saying
that all they're going to walk out of their job
in a revolt of the gay community.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen.
Ma'am, I don't think you know if you're not gay, and I don't think they're going to be walking out of their jobs, but you can't stop them from leaving that curling iron on a little bit too long.
No, we can't.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah,
anybody that does that is going to lose all of their clients.
Well,
and if these people continue, if these people in New York and the actors
like
and the writers and the authors, they are not going to simply say, I am not going to produce any more theater. That is their livelihood.
That is their
And the only way, if they are as smart as I think most of the gay community is, they know that the only way to get their point across is to keep busting their butt, to keep making themselves an accepted part of mainstream society, and give us products that people have in demand.
They're not going to quit their jobs. I'm trying to tell you, they're not going to quit their jobs. But the musicals...
That's what you said a few minutes ago.
What I am saying is the people that write the musicals, suddenly they're going to write bad songs. You know, in other words, it won't be songs about memories. It'll just be, oh, I'm walking down a street, and it'll be boring, and it won't be good, and they'll do it on purpose. And just like your hairstylist isn't going to leave his job,
they
and he's going to leave that curling iron on so long, you're going to look like buckwheat.
Nobody in this country, or unless they are complete idiots,
ma'am, if you want to
nobody is going to completely cut off their nose despite their face. If you're a gay,
you never heard of the economic boycott.
What percentage of the population is gay? 10%?
We've got close to 20 million gays in America. That's probably
So 10%.
No,
so
that's not
you
10%.
Think that 10% of the population is going to blow off the other 90% in their livelihood?
It's going to blow
the other 90% about an Oscar nomination? It's not going to happen.
It's going to blow the other what?
It's going to blow off the other 90% of the population.
No, you just said they're going to blow the other 90% of the population. I think that is absolute homophobia.
She didn't say blow. She said blow off.
Well, that's
they
not
are not going to blow off all of their customers
I'll
because they're
this.
Mad about an Oscar
they're
nomination.
Not
they're not going to do it.
You want to see a bunch of 60-year-old bags with buzz cuts, you go ahead and not give.
I promise you this. If they're giving buzz cuts to 60-year-old bags or 36-year-old babes like me, either way, they will never see that customer again.
Why don't you let your local gay hairstylist be the judge of whether you're a babe or not? But I will tell you this much, ma'am. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Ian McKellen is a gay man and a gay actor.
29 times. You seriously,
I'm trying to tell you,
you
that
seriously
I'm gay.
Need to just accept the fact that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I do accept it, but I want to know whether you know it or not.
You're not being discriminated against. If the guy doesn't win the Oscar, it's because he had a 1 in 5 chance
gay,
of doing so.
Name a gay that has won an Academy Award.
I can't.
Yeah, there you go. You want to know why? Because none have.
You know why I cannot name a gay that's won an Academy Award?
Because nobody has.
I know, Russell Crowe is gay, or any other actor is gay.
Right.
The reason we don't know
you're pulling
who
the mold of Russell Crowe and he's gay, I don't
it's
think
not,
so.
It's not because
look at,
we may not know which gay actors or actresses
I'm telling
have,
you right
have
now,
or have
Ian
not won.
McKellen is
and it's
gay.
Because a lot of people like you have never come out of the closet.
I'm out of the closet. Ian McKellen's out of the closet. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't know if you know this or not, okay?
I think the whole world
if he doesn't win the Oscars
program,
it's because the Academy
and
is
a
afraid.
Lot of people are going to tune out because you're not saying anything different.
If
nor
he
are you
doesn't win,
that makes sense.
I got to jump in here, Pan. If he doesn't win the Academy Award, he's up against
he's up against Denzel Washington chewing up the scenery. He's up against that Russell Crowe, the most implosive, boring actor in the history of movies. He's up against And if he doesn't win, it's because the Academy is afraid of his portrayal, his courageous portrayal of a gay wizard, and the fact that
he didn't portray a gay wizard.
If he does win, it's going to be
no, they don't want
absolutely
the gay wizard. They don't want the gay wizard.
Because he's gay.
All right, Pam, well
I
said.
I think you're taking
thank you.
The honor
no,
of the award away
the
from
wizard.
Him if you say he won because
they
he's
wait,
gay.
They hate his whole gay wizard take.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is on the line with us. If Ian McKellen, a gay actor, does not, a gay man and a gay actor, does not win the Academy Award, gays will rise up in revolt across this country. And when I said, what about Halle Berry winning for the first time for a black female, he said, the blacks have got theirs. Remember Butterfly McQueen. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier on the upcoming Academy Awards this coming Sunday night. And, by the way, that move to Sunday night is pretty good, don't you think, Doug?
Yeah, I guess. You know, Phil, I think there's a few more important issues on the table than whether we see it on Sunday night or not. Ian McKellen is gay 7 days a week. And I think,
okay, I mean, I was just trying to make conversation.
Let's forget about Sunday night and Whoopi Goldberg, who is a classic fag hag, and let's talk about that.
Do you need to insult her, too? I mean, what we're talking about is an academy here, not the American people, but the Academy of Arts and Sciences of Television and Radio, whatever the hell it's called.
Phil, it's called the Academy of Motion Picture Science and Arts Academy, which is, they're the ones that vote on the Academy Awards. So that's why they call them Academy Awards, on account of it's an academy.
Okay.
And they vote. And I understand.
But that isn't the general public, is it?
No, I understand that. But there are a few people in that academy who don't want to see a gay actor win, because that would simply mean they continue to get pushed out, and sooner or later we're going to run all the studios, all the talent agencies. And David Guest, who Liza Minnelli just married, his homosexuality has long been dormant. She's married him. He's resigned himself to a life with her. But I can tell you this much. If Ian McKellen doesn't win, the dormant homosexuality of David Guest will arise and awaken. And once the searing brutality of an Ian McKellen defeat becomes apparent, Phil, I don't think there is anything more frightening than millions of homosexuals on the move. And so I remember when I came out of the closet last December. It's been a long, tough road. So I would say that
millions of homosexuals on the move. So you really think with Ian McKellen losing?
That's right.
A lot of fright wigs Monday morning.
That's exactly right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Chip. Chip, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Danger.
Yes, sir.
I take exception with several of your comments. And one being when you said you were at the grocery store and you go up to the clerk and were ordering Brussels sprouts or whatever, and you said, "Hi, I'm, you know, so-and-so, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes, sir.
And you said he gave you a homophobic look.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I'm a heterosexual. Are you telling me if I went in there and said, "Hi, I want some Brussels sprouts, I'm a heterosexual man and a heterosexual journalist," he wouldn't give me a funny look?
Well, that was my point. That was my point. Isn't the guy going to...
What are you guys talking about?
No, I'm saying, why would you need to go into a store and announce that you're a gay man and a gay journalist?
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I think you have to understand, Chip, we have gay people in this country have come up a tough road, and so we're proud of who we are, and we announce who we are, where, you know, it's not unusual for... I was on vacation in Mexico 2 months ago, and two women walked in, and they said, "Hi, we're lesbians." Both of you guys laughing. If nothing is clear about your homophobia, then the two of you guys laughing.
I'm homophobic?
Yes, sir. The fact that you laugh at that.
What do you mean, "Hi, we're two lesbians"?
I don't walk up and say,
"Hi." You know, both of you guys, you know, it's really interesting. You can be a real big pride. You can be a brave man on a telephone, can't you, Mr. Henry?
Wait a second. Don't get pushy with me like I'm some kid working in the produce section. You said you were on vacation in Mexico last month, and two women walked...
Two proud lesbians came in and said, "We're a couple of lesbians, and we want the honeymoon suite. What are you going to do about it?"
Well, first of all, if I'm the manager of that hotel, I don't care if they're lesbian or not. I'd say, "You treat my people a little bit kinder, then what are you going to do about it?"
So you're a homophobe.
Okay,
is that right?
Another comment?
You're a homophobe.
I'm a homophobe for what?
for saying what you said.
Wait a minute. I'm working behind the desk at a hotel, and you're two lesbians. Hi, we're two lesbians. We want the honeymoon suite. What are you going to do about it? That sounds very challenging and angry, and it doesn't sound like good business, and it doesn't sound like anybody that I would want staying in my hotel.
Yeah, two dykes. Okay, thank you. Case closed. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, Chip?
Okay, can I
the host of the show is a roaring, raving homophobe.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, I assume one of your goals is to bring credibility and respect to the gay community. Is that accurate?
Whatever.
I'm asking.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever, yeah, whatever.
Whatever. A while ago you make a comment, you said the term colored, and you said the term cripple. Well, I think that's interesting. Do you like to be called a fag?
Do I like to be called a what?
A fag.
That's not the same as calling a black guy colored.
Why is that?
If I call him the N-word, that's the same thing.
No, they don't like colored anymore either.
Who?
What? African Americans.
Oh. I don't know. What did I say?
You used the word, which is arcane, colored.
All right. What are they? They're African what?
African-American.
Okay, there. Now do you feel better? Jeez, you guys are really lightweights, you know.
You use crippled and you use colored. We heard what you said. Here is Robbie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Robbie, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? To the raging homosexual there.
Raging
what's your name again?
What's your name?
My name is Robbie Jenkins. I just happened to tune into the broadcast. I'm on the way to Louisiana.
Well, I want to know, are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'm gay.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm a gay
man
and a gay
what I don't understand about
Ian
the gay
McKellen
people
is a gay actor.
Okay, great. I understand that. But what I don't understand about you gay people is why are you always trying to push to be equal? You're not equal.
Let me
You're
ask you something.
To nature.
I know a drag queen named Robbie. Does that mean you got to change your name? You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
The thing is that, you know, you guys want to adopt children, you want to get married, you know, that's not the way God intended it. God intended for
whatever,
you to marry a
whatever,
woman.
Robbie, we're here, we're gay, we're queer, we're staying, so you have to deal with it, okay?
And I know, that's the problem. That's the problem. These politicians have passed laws because you people will support them and give them their vote because they can't get the rest of the population
that's
to
right.
vote. But
that's
I
right.
guarantee you, if
you're
the
right
rest
here.
Of the population was to vote.
Tell you what, do you like gay teachers in your school?
Hell no.
Well, you're going to have them unless Ian McKellen wins that Academy Award, so get ready for it. You want
Please,
gay,
I'll
you
pull
want,
my kid out and send him to private
you want
school.
Gay, you want gay troop leaders and Boy Scouts?
Hell no.
You're going to have it unless Ian McKellen wins that Best Actor Award.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You want to have
if
gay teaching Sunday school?
If Ian McKellen was a good enough actor to beat out Denzel
He's
Washington,
a gay man.
He might win.
He's a gay man and a gay actor.
Well, that makes
Denzel
no difference
Washington
to me.
Is
if
a black
he was
a
good
a black actor,
actor, if he was a good actor, he could probably
he
win.
He is a good actor, but they're not going to give it to him. They're going to give it to the black man and the black actor instead of the gay man and the gay actor. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay,
you're
well, listen, gay man,
are you
good
black?
Gender.
Are you black?
The fact is that,
are you black?
That this guy is not as good
I'm
an actor as Denzel Washington.
Are you
he
black?
We both know that.
Are you black?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, so you're a Hispanic man and a Hispanic what?
Rot.
Rot?
No, what'd you say?
What do you do for a living?
Me, I'm a private investigator.
You're a Hispanic private investigator.
I'm a Hispanic private investigator.
Right, I'm a gay journalist.
Okay.
And Denzel
Washington is a black
guy.
The thing about it is, why do you try to push your values on all the regular people? You know what I mean?
Looks big dick. All I'm...
Okay, that does it. All right.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah, you misspoke. All right, pal. Academy Awards, Sunday night. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
It's Phil Henry Show, and I'm the guy that does the voices of those characters. That voice there done of the character named Doug Danger is actually performed by me, and that's how we do our show. See, I do the character's voice, and then I also perform my part, and then people call in who don't think that the guy is fake. They think he's a real guy. And that's what we call interactive improv comedic radio theater. Don't know what that is? Keep listening. Or check out our website. More on that in just a few minutes. But first, from yesterday's show, Bob Green, another character that I was playing, was on to talk about an organization he has called Fathers Who Support Fathers. And this organization tries to look on the bright side of women who kill their children. If you're the husband, that means you save $1,000 a month per kid and your wife's in prison. How could that be bad?
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
This guy is nutso. He can't even be confronted with his own issues.
Wait a second.
And let alone...
What issue am I...
Don't talk to me that way, sir.
What issue am I...
come on.
What issue am I not confronting?
You just said, you know, I would confront my wife, you know, and have my children killed.
No, I did not.
So on and so forth.
No, I didn't say that. I said if they died on account of my wife...
Let me ask you a question, sir. How does your wife feel about what you're stating right now?
How does my wife
feel about that?
How do my children feel about what? I didn't hear you. How do my children feel about what?
I said, how do your children feel about what you're stating right now? How does your wife feel? I'd go out and get another... Come on!
No,
you're looking for a way out of your marriage. And you're looking for the easy way out. You're blaming women for all your issues.
I'm just saying
because there are men out there that are doing the same exact thing that you're blaming women for.
No, that's not
and
true.
And they're getting away with it.
No, that's not
so
true.
Don't tell me
that's
that women are always the ones that are killing. What about a man that did a baby and killed it?
Men don't do that.
And somebody else. What about the man that bludgeoned his... What about the man that threw the child against the wall, broke its arm?
In your dreams, baby. That, what newspaper are you talking about?
I am sorry, but there was a man that was convicted of killing his child because he...
What comic book are you reading?
This two-year-old child.
Look, I just said if my wife...
And beat him with a fist. You cannot tell me that all women are the ones that are killing their children.
Look, my lady, there's an old saying.
You're categorizing all women to be the same.
Ma'am, there's
you're
an old...
not looking at men. You're looking at...
If my wife accidentally left the gas on...
children.
I'm just... Can
I'm sorry. Your support system is...
There's a difference between a woman killing her kids and a man playing WWE.
No, you're helping this poor man.
He was playing... There's an old saying when I was a kid, it's called, you read too many comic books.
Why didn't you help out in September 11th with the husbands and wives that lost their spouses and their children?
See, you're calling me from hell. You're calling me from hell.
Sir.
I just noticed you're calling me from hell.
No, I am not calling you from hell.
It sounds like
I am calling you from a wonderful state that stands behind each and every individual.
And is there a deposit on the bottles there? Is there a deposit on your bottle returns there?
Yes, there is.
I'll bet you knew that, too.
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
She knows what it means.
Sir.
You know what it means.
No,
look,
I don't.
And by the way, with all
me.
That yelling, Kathy, you're going to wake everybody up in the trailer park. So can you keep it down?
I am not in a trailer park, sir.
You sound like you're
in Belgrade, Maine.
It sounds to me like...
a beautiful state.
You sound
and
like you...
If you would ever have to come to the state, believe you me, you would be mine.
You sound like you're ready to give your kids a cement shoe bath.
Guess what, sir? I don't have any kids.
When did they die?
Okay, that is really wrong of you, man. Kathy, listen.
Sir,
thank you, Kathy.
You just don't know. You just don't know.
I'm saying is that I believe
God be with you, sir. I have sympathy for you.
Thank you very much. I need all the prayers I can get.
Yeah, you sure do.
You do.
That's exactly right. You know you do.
Because you're looking
you
at
it. Let me ask you something. The reason why you don't have kids, was that a court order?
No. Excuse me?
All right.
How dare you say this to me, sir? Because you know what? I am proud of who I am. I am proud that I work with children.
Is that a day pass you got from prison?
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Look, you got to go to our website if you want to get a backstage pass. As a matter of fact, I was screening a call myself. Sometimes I screen the calls. And I almost put this lady on the air, And she said, I said, where are you calling from? She said, Chatsworth, as in Los Angeles. And I said, how are you listening to us? And she said, on the Internet. I said, well, the only way you can listen to me on the Internet is if you had a backstage pass. Oh, yeah, I love your show. I said, goodbye.
But we're very happy to have her as a subscriber. So get your backstage pass by going to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And guess what's up on our website right now? Our Fiji Adventure photographs, which we're going to scroll through. We're going to go by them one by one. We're going to go by them, go through them, I should say, one at a time, very carefully looking at each, describing each scene. We're going to do that next hour, so stick around for that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of the Academy Awards, Gwyneth Paltrow has said she is leaving Hollywood and she's moving to London because Hollywood is a completely male-dominated world. I want to leave. And then she spit up at a press conference. She said, at the moment, there's definitely a lack of interesting female roles and nothing that I would really like to undertake. So by going back to London, she gets to do television. Well, that's great. Paltrow, an Oscar winner for Shakespeare in Love, which, by the way, she didn't deserve the Oscar in A Month of Sundays for that. She'll also be a presenter at Sunday's Academy Awards, said London is an option for her because I'm going to star in my first London theater production this spring. And after that, I'm not sure what I will do. Probably be unemployed since I don't want to be in movies anymore because they're all made in Hollywood. After she made that announcement, a spontaneous street demonstration in support of her retirement broke out across most of the Great British Isles. Paltrow, who will turn 30 in September, added, I also think about marrying and having children, but at the moment I don't have any concrete designs on how that should happen. And besides, I'd probably kill my children and eat them anyway. End quote. The actress now stars in a film that is highly overrated, The Royal Tenenbaums, in which she plays a character that nobody can really figure out why she's even in the movie. I'm happy with my life at the moment, despite having made one huge egg of a movie called Royal Tenenbaums. I'm looking forward to becoming older, quieter, and yes, uglier. She went on to say, quote, I feel that I... Okay, never mind. I saw that Royal Tenenbaums on a plane going down to wherever the hell it was I was going last week. Whew, man, was that thing bad. God! You know, it's really funny, the buzz. Your friends will say, oh, you have to see Royal Tenenbaums. Oh, God. Oh, it's so funny. It's just, I was staring at this thing like for like 20 minutes with my mouth just, huh? I didn't get it. It was weird. Now, I think I've got a fairly developed sense of humor, or am I wrong about that? Look, I know a movie that's trying to play at being funny, and I know a movie that's funny. I know a movie, for instance, like Meet the Parents. That's funny. There's a Ben Stiller movie that's funny. The guy, he meets the girl, they go and meet the parents, the great, beautiful, the whole situation set up, they go, the father's an asshole, the kid, and this and that, and everything else. I watched this thing on the plane going down to Fiji, and even though I was on a plane, I wanted to walk out. But where do you go? Half of those people that are wrestling to get the emergency exit open isn't because they want to jack the plane or kill anybody. They want to get away from the movie that they're showing in flight. I bet you if you went back and checked about, you know, say 90% of the hijacked attempts since September 11th had to do with the fact that most of them were running Royal Tenenbaums. And I'd still like to know what flight, you know, what movie they were showing in flight on those ones that went into the World Trade Center, but let's not go there, okay? We won't. 1-800-449-8686, which reminds me of the old joke. Which movie were they showing on TWA 800, the one that went down? Never mind. I don't want to give you the punchline. I don't want you to know that the punchline's Forget Paris, because Cabot just told me the joke. I said, forget it. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and our website is philhenryshow.com. When you log on, by the way, pick up a backstage pass and buy one of our CDs. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. It's only $20, $350 shipping and handling, and you can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001.